our natural state. This is Aratima. The word natural implies nature. And in some way, we can be in our natural state, and we can also be in our unnatural state as humans. And it seems that in order to return back to our natural state, the most natural that we are, we have to do a lot of work. We have to meditate, we have to process, we have to clear, we have to analyze, we have to be grateful, we have to be devoted, we have to work, we have to forgive, we have to release. All these things that seem like a lot of work. And the question is, why is it so difficult to be in one's natural state or to return to one's natural state? The answer is that the human person is identified with the realm of mind, with mind itself. And mind is an aspect of nature. It's an expression of nature. It's an expression of detail, of self-reflection. And because the human has looked into the mind in order to find himself or herself into the hall of mirrors, now one is lost. Now one does not know anymore that one is the one that looks into the mirrors. And so the entire process of returning back to the natural state appears so complicated. But one is so trapped that all these tricks that we call spiritual practices are only there to help one let go of the illusion of the seeing into the mind, into the hall of mirrors. Essentially, humans are just like nature. We're made out of the elements. When you look at your body, it is a beautiful expression of nature that moves through time and space, just like every tree, every plant, every cloud, all the planets, everything comes and goes. And the capacity to see that everything comes and goes while one remains as that which gives form or gives birth to all the forms is lost. So now we go about doing spiritual practices in order to regain the natural state, to be natural again, which is the place of happiness, which is the place of peace and contentment. And hence we have to sit and become quiet. So it helps to learn from nature itself, to really be in relationship with nature in a way that is admiring, is grateful, is absorbing the energies of nature through the eyes, through the pores of your skin, breathing the air, feeling the warmth of the sun, feeling the wetness of the rain, feeling the density and solidity of the earth under the feet, feeling everything and becoming aware that one is of all these elements and becoming okay with letting them affect you, letting them have an impact on you, being in relation and being open and grateful, being simple, being just present and innocent, which is really the natural state. When one lives in nature, one is much more inclined to have a quieter mind. Our ancestors that lived in the forest or near the forest or in areas that weren't as populated, they had a much quieter mind than what we have today. I still observed it in the 60s, and then later it changed. In the late 70s, things really began to change. And nowadays, there is really barely any place to go where it's quiet, except if one goes really high up a mountain, the Himalayas, at a certain height. We really escape the mental fog of the planet, which is very overpopulated. And wherever we go, we are in the frequency field of a lot of thought. And a lot of thought is not the natural state. It covers it up. So to be in the natural state requires the work that you're doing right now and to make that a habit and to rest more and more in one's true nature. Call it the core or your heart or your essence, whatever word you would like to use at this point in the conversation, just being you And knowing that you are already nature itself, and that it's more of a matter of falling back into it or realizing it, rediscovering it, realizing, making real again for yourself that you are nature itself, and that it is not natural to constantly think, to constantly analyze, to ask why, and to figure things out. This has to be seen that this is not natural, and one must drop this habit and completely shift gear back into the trust and the faith of the intelligence of the universe that makes everything work very well. We see the birds migrating at the right times. We see the tides of the ocean move at the moments the moon is in relation to it in a certain way. Everything works in a particular equilibrium. And as humans have inserted the free will of wanting something differently, this equilibrium has been disturbed. But yet, nature still, the intelligence is present, and that's why we remain still, we remain aware, and we pull back that need to control and need to want and the fear that drives this need to get a handle on the whole process of life and death. So we become more and more comfortable with what is and accepting and having a sense of awe that nature is magnificent and beautiful and perfect, and that we are that as well. You are already magnificent and perfect, and allowing yourself to fall back into that. Even with the little so-called problems that your mind can underline, maybe you call it a disease or a problem at work or in relationships or whatever it is, even that is beautiful. It is just like a forest that has all kinds of trees and branches and leaves and all colors and stages of life, and all that is just beautiful. Becoming more and more still, just like nature, like a buoyancy of vitality and an intelligence and a kindness and a strength that nature is.